Welcome, welcome to the Cue the Nurse podcast. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Swadik Mayanja, and yes, I go by Cue the Nurse. And on this podcast, I bring you news, current events, and fun topics for nurses and healthcare providers everywhere. Every single Friday, I drop the full show, the full length nursing news. And then every Sunday, I do an everyday hero show. Every day outside of those 2 days, every Friday and Sunday, I drop clips from both the nursing news and or the Everyday Hero show. So please, the big days, I would love you guys to come on back and join me on Friday and Sunday. Every day in between is just catching up. Thank you guys so much for joining me. And now you guys get to listen to a badass nurse, a nurse that is absolutely incredible, so much so that the premature baby that she took care of 28 years ago is now a colleague of hers, and not only a colleague, a pediatrician that is taking care of the kind of kids that he was once was. Absolutely amazing story. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, it would mean the world to me if you would just subscribe, rate, and if you're listening to Anchor, leave a message. If you're listening to anywhere else, just comment and let me know what you think. Thank you guys so much, and enjoy the show. Another really good story about a nurse, and I almost made her the nurse of the week. Velma Wong. I almost made Velma Wong a nurse of the week, but it wouldn't be fair because what happened to Velma Wong happened 28 years ago. 28 years ago. So what happened? Let me explain to you what happened to Velma Wong. All right. So she's a nurse in California, and she just discovered that one of her colleagues was a baby, a premature baby that she took care of in the NICU. 28 years ago, that premature baby is now working with her at the hospital she is at in California. I think it's amazing. Velma, this is really, really cool. I'll get to my favorite part at the end, but let me tell you. So Wong has been a nurse in the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU, for 32 years. She never thought she'd get to work alongside a baby she once held in her arms. That's amazing. You know, you see, you go to your aunt's house, you go to your uncle's house, like, oh my God, you grew up, you're so fast, you look amazing. This is exactly that situation, but a nurse and a patient. I love it. She was quoted of saying, I was in shock initially, but overjoyed to know that I took care of him almost 30 years ago, and now he's a pediatric resident to the same population he was part of when he was born. So yes, the baby that she took care of, the premature baby that was in the NICU, ended up growing up and becoming a doctor and working in pediatrics. It's like the circle of life, right? I mean, this is Lion King at its finest. I love this story. And obviously, I'm sorry I forgot to tell you, but the name of the gentleman that the Velma Wong took care of is Dr. Seminator. I don't know his first name. So Dr. Seminator praises Wong's dedication and admires the fact that even under all of that stress, she was able to remember patient's name nearly 3 decades later. And that, my friends, is the part I am most impressed by. And she almost got Nurse of the Week on that fact alone. Because let me tell you a little bit of secret about Cue the Nurse, okay? I am a nurse and I love my job and I love taking care of my patients, but I am horrendous. I am horrible. Just the worst when it comes to remembering names. And let me tell you how bad I am. So we get patients at our hospital, obviously we take care of. I mean, she said this was in the NICU, so obviously if he was there and it was a super serious situation, like the longest he would be there is like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right? Maybe a month, but then he's gone, right? Same thing in in any acute care hospital. The maximum a patient would stay there would be a month. You know, it doesn't go much longer than a month, and a month is really pushing the like end of the spectrum of how long you would stay in a hospital. So we had a patient, and he was there for, I don't know, 1 week, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and he was great, and I had him for the majority of the times I worked. He comes back, I'd say a month later, and for the love of me, I mean, this patient and I connected in ways I can't connect with other people, right? And we were besties, and I loved him, and it was great. Came back, I had no idea, not a single brain cell in my body could have guessed his name. The fact that Velma Wong remembered a premature baby's name 30 years later, oh, my goodness. Talk about nerd. I mean, you're a genius. That memory bank, Velma, is amazing. Good for you. You would have gotten Nurse of the Week, but you're, you know, second best. But not even second best. You are the best, just in a different way. It just happened a long time ago. But good for you for remembering the name. And awesome to Doctor for becoming a pediatric a pediatric doctor. I think it's amazing. It's amazing. Thank you guys so much for watching. I really do appreciate this. If you guys were informed or educated in any way, shape, or form by these stories, please hit that like button. If you liked my presentation of the news, I really suggest you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you know every time Q the Nurse drops some hot, fresh press news. Thank you. Catch you next week. Deuces.